Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to give God total praise today. Yes, we are. God is doing great and mighty things in my life and in your life, and God is just doing magnificent things in this miracle-working season. Yes, it is miracle-working season. I believe in miracles. What about you? And the Word of God tells us that we shall do greater things. Men and women of God, we shall do greater things. That's the Word of God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, there to service you and your family and your community. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your beautiful, beautiful, blessed wife, Sister Gwen. We thank God for you. God is truly good, and God is on the throne, and God is doing magnificent things in our lives. We thank God for Reverend Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles, Master Electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, there to service you with your natural hairstyles, men and women. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. Master Electrician also blessing us with fresh fruits and vegetables, free. Also blessing us with fresh pastry and bread on Tuesdays. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, our Master Electrician. God bless you and your blessed wife, Demetria. God is truly good. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, praying woman of God, powerful woman of God, praying to answer the blessing that God has in store for you, for your new home, or the sale of the home that you're now in, or just helping you getting your finances in order. Give Shanita Kelly a call, our broker and realtor, 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. We thank God for the family tree. If you need help or support with raising your children, give the family tree a call. 410-889-2300. The family tree is there for you. If you need help with support with raising your children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews, foster children, adopted children, the family tree is there for you. The support and help is there for you. And they will let you know where resources are available to help you if they don't have what you need. So we want you to know that the family tree is all over the world, not just in Baltimore City, but they're answering the call and needs of people throughout the United States of America. Thank God for the family tree. I'm one of the facilitators, and I have been facilitating for a number of years with the family tree, and indeed it has been a blessing for me and for the families. So we're going to give God total praise this morning. We are in miracle-working season. I believe in miracles. What about you? God bless you real good. This is a praying ministry. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do, a teaching ministry on prayer. Let us praise God. Let's give God total praise. Tell a friend and tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can give God total praise. Total praise. All the praise goes to God. We know that God uses people. We thank God for putting people in our lives and for just putting us in the right place at the right time. But we're going to give God the total praise. All the praise goes to God. We thank God that we can give him total praise on this day, a day that we've never seen before. It is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't want no rocks crying out to me. I don't have to wait until Sunday morning when I get in church or Wednesday night Bible study or Friday night prayer service. Praise him right where you are. Have your own personal revival. Amen? We got to have our own personal revival with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise him right where you are. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody might say, oh, she's crazy, early in the morning praising God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. He's given me a voice to praise him. He's given me hands that I could clap, feet that I could stomp, walk on, blood running freely through your veins. Some of us can see a little bit. Some of us can taste a morsel of bread. Clean, fresh water. We don't have to walk miles and miles and miles. We may have to put it on the water, on the stove and boil it. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus. That's still good. And God is still good. So we ought to give God total praise today. Not because of what he's done, because of what he's going to do, but because of who he is. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for what? Our sins. He who knew no sin. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. As I always say, I got one son. I'm not going to let my one son die on the cross for y'all. Suffer for y'all. I'm going to be real. But God, look at God. Look at God. His only begotten son suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, who knew no sin. And while he suffered, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He wasn't holding no grudges. We're in the month of December 2023, and some of you are still holding grudges, still mad with somebody, still angry with somebody, still upset with somebody. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But Bishop Stewart, you don't know. I don't need to know. God knows. God knows. God knows all about it. Remember, you're not a doormat. Don't allow people to abuse you, misuse you, and stay in that situation. God gives us good sense and common sense. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So you're not a doormat. You're not a punching bag, men and women of God. Yes, you are a child of God. And God has given us that authority, amen, to step away from some things, change our locations. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are a man or a woman of God. You're not a doormat. Do not allow anyone to abuse you, misuse you continuously. And you know it's abuse. You know it's neglect. God has given the authority to move forward. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you walk and you speak into the authority that Jesus Christ has given you. That's the authority that you need, the authority that comes straight from God. And you got it, men and women of God. He said in his word, you shall do greater things. Hallelujah. We should be setting an example for the world, not the world setting an example for us. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Spirit of God is moving this morning. I want you to know that. I want you to receive your healing, your deliverance, your blessing, right where you are, behind those prison walls. Lift your hands and you just praise God and glorify God and magnify God and watch God do some magnificent things in your life. God has given you an opportunity to just sit a little while and be still and know that he is God, that you're not running things. God is. Let God's will be done in your life while you're lying on your sick bed. Lift your hands up and praise God and glorify God and magnify God in the midst of your aches and your pains. In the midst of the doctor saying that you got cancer. In the midst of the doctor saying you got diabetes. The doctor saying you got HIV, you got AIDS. In the midst of the doctor saying you got something that we don't have a cure for. But God, cure for everything. Yes, he is. That's why we can glorify God and magnify God, because we're walking by faith and not by sight. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses. Thank God for the police department. Thank God for all of those that are protecting us in the armed forces. Thank God for you. We thank God that he is the final word. Tell a friend to tune in this morning. We're on fire this morning for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We expect God to move in our lives like never before. Thank you, Archbishop Alamasi. Thank God for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. We're going to have some trials and tribulations, but that's all right. We got to be persistent and never give up. Never give up. Somebody's listening this morning is like, I feel like giving up. It's December and nothing has happened. Nothing has changed. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's word. It's faithful. And God's time is the right time. Hallelujah. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody got a praise report. Let's go to the word of God, Psalm 91. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. And we thank God for you, 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 and you, over 125,000 listeners. I guess it's probably going up by now. So we thank God for our prayer warriors praying all around the world, all around the clock. Thank you, Jesus. I've heard individuals say, I couldn't sleep last night. Well, you pray. You pray. The 23rd Psalm. Get up and read the word of God. Get out your prayer list and begin calling out names in prayer. There's a reason. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We got the doctors. Let the doctors know what's going on with your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And pray this to a Christian doctor that they'll understand. Thank you, God. Bless someone this morning, Father God. Bless someone this morning. And let them know that God is doing great and marvelous things in their life, in their family's life, their children's life, their co-workers' life, their neighborhood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing great and marvelous things. Let's go to our Psalm of Protection. We got to read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. I'm telling you, this powerful Psalm of Protection works. I'm telling you, the Word of God works. Yes, it does. You read it. You believe it. You trust in God. And you will see the benefits. You talk about some benefits, the word of God, personal savior, and trusting in him. Those are benefits that you want. You may have some benefits on your state job, your federal job, your city job, your private job, but you want these benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you want a promotion? Promotion comes either from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. That's the promotion that you want comes from God. Thank you, God, for promoting someone in the spiritual realm this morning, that it will manifest in the physical. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that promotion will last. When God promotes you, can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody interfere with it. God has a promotion for you, and when God do it, it's going to last. And he'll put you in the right place. Hallelujah. At the right time with the right people. Thank you, Jesus. People that will be obedient to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for promotion that somebody received this past week. Somebody's going to receive a promotion before the end of this year. Remember, promotion comes neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from God. And it will last. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. His truth. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. There's a reward for the wicked. Don't y'all worry about it. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. All thy ways. And Psalm 91, verse 11 says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in what? All thy ways. Even when you're in trouble. Even when you're in trouble. Remember, he gives us a choice. Thank you, God. Verse 11, Psalm 91, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample on the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore for I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. All right, y'all. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He has not forgotten about you because you're in trouble. In his word, verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Even when you're in trouble, you still should be calling upon the name of Jesus. You still should believe that he's going to deliver you. And you should still honor the word of God with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. Isn't the word of God a blessing? Yes, it is. It's a blessing. Let's go to Psalm 119. I know a lot of y'all don't read Psalm 119. It's too long, y'all say, but you need to take time out and read it. Psalm 119, verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Ask the Lord to help you understand his word. He breathed upon men. He inspired the men to write the word of God. It's his word. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. And he'll put you in the midst of some great men and women of God that have studied to show themselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for my commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Thank you, Jesus, for I do not forget thy commandments. Do you know the commandments, the 10th commandments? Do you know those 10th commandments? Do your children know them? Teaching our children 10th commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Post them in your home, on the mirror, in the bathroom, on the refrigerator, in your children's room, the 10th commandments. And then sit there and study the 10th commandments with your children, with your family, with your loved ones. Don't just post them there. Sit and study the 10th commandments with your children. The word of God says, above all, get understanding. Why did God write the 10th commandments? My God, it's going to bless you in your home, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, grandparents, mothers and fathers, nieces and nephews. Oh, we have some older generation that don't know the Ten Commandments. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, this day, that they will study your word to show themselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's go to Psalm 119, verse 41. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. We so busy wanting to be telling God what to do with our word that we forget all about his word. Verse 42, so shall I have with herewith to answer him that they reproach me, for I trust in thy word. Are you trusting in God's word? Or are you taking somebody else's word? Running around trying to find a prophet to give you a word. You better go to the word of God. If God has a word for you, he'll give it to you. And he'll send the right person. And you know if it's coming from God. Because if it's of the man or woman of God, it will come to pass. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments. I like these two verses here. Verse 46, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Speak the word of God in front of anyone and not be ashamed, just when you're in church on Sunday, not just when you're around your so-called Christian friends. You should speak the word of God everywhere you go and not be ashamed. In the club. In the bar. Speak the word of God at the doctor's office. I know that God could do anything but fail. By his stripes, I am healed. I trust you, doctor. I believe in you, doctor. And I'm praying for you, too. Speak the word of God and not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you, God. It's already blessed. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Psalm 120. I want someone to know that God has heard your cry. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips. Yeah, somebody been lying on you. And from a deceitful tongue. See, God knows all about what you're going through. What shall I be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee? Thy false tongue, sharp arrows of the mighty, with the coals of Jupiter. Woe is me, that I sojourn in Mizpah, that I dwell in the tents of Kanah. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth peace. You're going to come across some folk that hate peace. And in the midst of hating peace, they're going to hate you. The word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Are you a peacemaker? Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Martin Luther King. Peacemaker. Bet on him. They beat him. John Lewis. My God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Are you going through that this morning? Woe is me that I sojourn in Mizpah and that I dwell in the tents of Kanah. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Are you a peacemaker this morning? Let them say what they want to say. Sometimes we speak with authority, but we don't say anything. Thank you, Jesus. That's a word for you this morning. Sometimes we're speaking in authority, when we don't say anything. the armor bearers. Watch the bodyguards. They're not running their mouth. They're sitting there or standing there watching and observing. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Are you a peacemaker? Or are you just running around gossiping, lying about somebody, jealous and envious of somebody? What God has for you is for you, my dear ones. Can't nobody take away what God has for you? He didn't want you to have the promotion. He didn't want you to get that big house that you could never afford. He knew it was coming down the line. He didn't want you to have that car that you could not afford and couldn't pay, make the payments. He said he'll provide you with everything that you need. You didn't need a Mercedes that every time you lift the hood, you got to have $600, $700. You got that Chevy? Praise God. You got that Ford? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing some wonderful things in your life. God's ways are not your ways. Keep that in mind. And we got to pray that God's will be done. Not my will, but God's will be done. And as the old folks say, we'll understand it better by and by. We may not understand it right now, but we'll understand it what? Better by and by. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for protecting your people from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, God, for guiding us and leading us and directing us. Thank you right now for this day. We're not concerned about tomorrow, but we want to thank you for this day. We may have plans for Christmas, but we're going to thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Praise God right now for this day. Praise God and thank God for what he's already done in your life. Shamika, Greta, thank and praise God, Rosie Tran, for what he's already done and what he's doing in your life. Diamond Tiggle, Zariel, Rael, Shanita Kelly, thank and praise God, P. Close, Deaconess Gwen Close. Thank and praise God, Deacon Yarbo. Deaconess Yarbo. Thank and praise God. Deacon Spain. Hallelujah. Deacon Price. Deacon Terry. Thank and praise God. You continue to be faithful with God's work. We know you all have lost your loved ones, but God is still with you. Deacon Johnson, God is with you. Reverend Johnson, Sister Johnson, God is with you. Reverend Thomas, God is with you. New Union Baptist Church, Shiloh Baptist Church, Gospel Tabernacle, Minister Sharon Briggs, God is with you. Thank God for your service at My Brother's Keeper, being faithful, serving those that don't know where to go, what to do, what to say. Thank you for your service, Minister Sharon, at My Brother's Keeper, praying for safety for you and the employees there. Thank you, Deacon Carlton Thomas, at the mission, faithfully sharing the word of God. Minister Barbara Duffy, thank God for you. Minister McFadden, thank God for you. Yvonne, we thank God for you. Gospel Tabernacle, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, we thank God for you and your church family, your family, your wife, your children. We thank God for you. God is truly good. Deacon Mamie Duffy, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., First Lady Melissa, we thank God for you. Pastor Victor Mines, God is able. Yes, he is. First Lady Mines, God is able. He could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Glory, hallelujah. Mother Mims, God is truly on the throne. Latricia, your children, grandchildren, family is entirety, the Mims family. God has not forgotten about you. God knows you're faithful. He knows exactly what you need. And he is in the blessing business. We thank God for you, Harris and Falcom, boys to men. Thank God for being in the community and lifting up the men that are on the streets and sharing the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and then taking them to the facilities where they can get help from substance abuse, alcoholism. Thank God for you, Harris and Falcom. We are praying for you. Thank you for being in the community, walking the streets. Thank you, God. Bless him. Strengthen him. Guide him and lead him and grant him some more workers in the vineyard. Thank you, Jesus. AJ, we thank God for you. Chaplain Thomas, we thank God for you. Glory, hallelujah. The entire Logan family, Haney family, thank you, Jesus. The Hightower family, thank God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Bless our young men, near and far. In the prisons, our young women. Father God, bless them and touch them right now, from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. Let our prisons become a place of worship. Worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let them cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Pastor Linda Smith, thank God for you and your family, church family. God is good, and he's an on-time God. Chancellor Alberta V. Montgomery, God is still in the blessing and healing business. We thank God for Global Bible University, where you're blessing many men and women all around the world. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the woman of God. Touch her. Heal her. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let her know God is a God that could do anything but fail. Touch and heal, Father God. We thank you for Marlon Taylor, blessing our community. We thank you, Father God, for Coffee, Tea, and Me. Cheryl Purnell, CEO. Bless us, Father God. We thank you for Wallace Green and Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thank you for healing him, Father God, from pancreatic cancer. We thank you right now, Father God. We know that we can call upon you and his wife, touch her, Sandra Green, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Touch him right now, Tanisha. Hallelujah, and her family and her children, Elijah, Cameron. Touch him right now, Father God. Her daughter serving in the Navy. Bless her, Father God. Be with our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, our military, veterans, Coast Honor Guard. Touch them right now that are fighting the wars in the foreign lands. Touch the leadership, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. You said in your word there will be wars and rumors of wars. So we count it not strange. But we know that we can still call upon you and depend upon you to make a way out of no way. We lift up Brian Smith, Brian Fitzhugh, Belinda Fitzhugh. We lift up, Father God, the entire Fitzhugh family. Blair Fitzhugh, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Charles Smith, we thank you for graduating and continue to study. Bless him, Father God, all of our young people in the churches and those that's in the community, daycare centers, those, Father God, that are in colleges and universities, trade schools, public schools, elementary, middle schools, senior high schools. Protect them from seen and unseen danger, Father God. Let the schools be a safe haven for our children as they go to learn. We come against those with weapons of destruction, Father God. Have them to lay down the guns, the knives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, that they will have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We are praying for their deliverance and their healing. We come against gangs, Father God, that are sucking our people in, our children in. We come against those gangs right now. They have no power in our communities, in our homes, in our schools, in our hospitals, in our churches. No power. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. That our children will cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Jesus. Sister Lillian, we are praying for you. Sister Maxie, we are praying for you. Sister Jackie, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God is a good God. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you and your aunt Pastor Shirley Caesar. We're praying for the entire Caesar family. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, God is good. He's healed you. He'll continue to do it over and over again. Yes, he is a healer. Billy Edwards, God is good. Tina Sewell, God is good. Hallelujah. Diane in South Carolina, God is truly good. Thank you, Jesus, for touching, healing, and delivering. Working miracles out in somebody's life right now. Mother Annie Green, you lift her up and picked her up, and Father God healed her. Thank you, God, for touching Aunt Rose, Mother Mims. Special, special touch, Father God, they need from you. Let them hear from you. Work miracles out in their lives. We pray for all of our widowers and widows. Father God, touch them right now. Father God, touch them with your hand of love. We pray for those that have lost loved ones this past year. Father God, let them call upon you and cry out to you. Touch their minds right now, Father God. Let them know that you love them. Wrap your loving arms all around each and every individual that may be grieving of a loved one. Let them know that you said in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and that you will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, from Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida, and his wife, Jill Green. Touch them and be with them and guide them and lead them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for touching Jimmy. Thank you, Father God, for touching Bobby and Brenda Gladden, Michael Farmer. Touch that marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Marriages of male and female. Bless them. Bring the husband and wife together. Bring them together as one in Jesus' name. Elder Don Smith, Elder Annette, bring these marriages together. Hallelujah. Brother Bellamy, Alfred Bellamy, and his wife. Bring them together as one. Dr. Shelton, Demetrius Shelton. Her husband, Glenn Shelton. Bring them together as one. Unite these marriages, Father God. Male and female. Bless these marriages, Father God. That they will come together and pray together. And be a blessing and set an example for the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless them. Bless them. And we see blessings in the lives of those that want to do the right thing. Thank you, God, for Dr. David Gaines and his wife, Demetria. We thank you right now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless, heal, and deliver. And for those that are seeking a mate, let them call upon you. You said in your word that it's a good man to find up a good wife. And we thank you right now for those that you have blessed, those that you will comfort, those that you will guide, and those that will wait on the Lord. We thank you right now. We're praying for you, Mercedes. Yes, we are. Hold on. Your help is on the way. Your son, your daughters, we're praying for your children. All over the world. It's on the way. God has not forgotten about you. Thank you, Jesus, Apostle Joanne Farley. We're praying for you and your church family, Christ Institution Church, Simmons Baptist Church, Pastor Simmons. We're praying for you. Yes, we are, Shiloh Baptist Church, Reverend Carter, and your wife. We're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're lifting you up 24 hours around the clock. The nursing homes, the hospitals, assisted living facilities. We're praying, hallelujah, rehabilitation, Jacqueline Anderson. We're praying for your dad, yes, Edward Anderson, your mom, Beatrice Ward. We're praying, Father God, that you will bring families together of love, the precious gift of love that you've given us every day of our lives. And we want to glorify you and magnify you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for touching us individually and collectively. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Someone needs a special touch for you. The doctor's about to give up. The doctor said there's nothing else that we could do. But we know, God, we could call upon you, and, Father, you could do what the doctor says impossible, but with God, all things are possible to those who believe. And we come trusting and believing you for that dear one that's about to go to surgery for that heart right now. Touch that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Regulate that mind that they will have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We come against mental disorders of the mind right now, bipolar disorder. We come against the Father God in the name of Jesus. Dementia, Alzheimer's. Touch individuals that have been affected by dementia and Alzheimer's. Touch their minds right now and regulate their minds in the name of Jesus. We know that you can do it, Father God. Touch someone that feels as though they need to have another taste of crack, cocaine. They need a fix from Jesus Christ. Touch them right now, that dear one that have that alcoholic problem. They will thirst for the word of God and not for another drink. Thank you, God. Touch those that think they need marijuana. Touch them right now. Let them know, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Come against all addictions in the name of Jesus. Dismiss it from their minds. Dismiss the desire of drugs from their minds right now. Touch their veins, that dear one that may have that needle getting ready to stick in their veins. Touch them and stop them right now in the name of Jesus. They'll have a fix from Jesus Christ. That they'll no longer want a fix. My God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Stop them in their tracks. That dear one that wants to give up, that want to commit suicide, not on our watch. Put down that gun from your head. Lay it down and cry out to Jesus Christ. Yield to him right now. He has a plan for your life. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Lay down those pills. Put down that rope. Put it down in the name of Jesus. Put it down. Not on our watch. God has a plan for your life, and it will come into fruition. Satan, you're a liar and you're a deceiver. You will not take the lives of our loved ones. In the name of Jesus. Cry out to Jesus right now. Surrender to him. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And he has a plan for your life. And we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now for working that miracle out for that dear one that wanted to cut their wrist. Stop them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No more cutting of your wrist. He came to give us life and give us an abundant life. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you right now, Father God, for blessing those under the sound of my voice, letting them know that God is a God that could do anything but fail. Someone, Father God, is facing an eviction, Father God. Do not allow it to happen. Do not allow them to be placed out of their homes. Keep them in their homes, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Do not allow them to be placed out on the streets. Touch those that are homeless that's walking the streets to and fro. Touch them right now, Father God. Give them a mind that they would want to stay into a shelter. Father God, give them desire to do the right thing. Father God, that you will bless them and keep them out of the cold. For food to eat, water to drink, a morsel of bread. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching them, Father God, to have a desire to say, I yield to you, Jesus Christ. Those that are homeless, Father God, make a way out of no way. But most of all, let them cry out to you and yield to you that they would do what thus says the Lord. Touch them right now, Father God. Someone's son, someone's daughter, grandchild, great-grandchild, adopted children, foster children. We are praying for all of you. God loves you. God has not forgotten about you. Dear God, thank you, God, for what you're doing right now as we pray for those that don't know the word of God, that have not heard the word of God, that have not yielded to you. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, let them cry out to you, the living God. Our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls. And God is doing marvelous things in your life, in your home, on your job, in the city, in the county, in the state. Touch our leaders, our mayors, our governors, our delegates, president of the city council, their minds, that they will cry out to you and surrender to you and say, Father, what is right? What is the right thing to do? And let me do it. Congressmen, senators, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. legislators, Father God. Before they make any rules or regulations, let them cry out to you and surrender to you. Thank you, God. Our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, touch his mind, that his mind will be focused on you. Strengthen him, his body, mind, spirit, and soul. God, we know that you could do anything at any age. Age is nothing but a number. We thank you, Father God, for touching his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, for staying by her husband's side. Touch his sons and his daughters. Touch his grandchildren, generation after generation after generation. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Touch Ukraine, Israel. The wars, Father God, that's going on, not in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities in our places. Touch the minds, Father God, the Pope, the bishops, the apostles, the pastors, the ministers of the gospel. Go into the temples, the churches. Minister to the people in your own special way. Use the pastors and the leaderships in the churches, Father God, to share your word, not their word, but your word, that lives will be changed and souls will be saved. People need to hear from you, God. The people need to hear from you, God. And we want to hear a word from you. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're dumb sheep. We don't know where to go. And that's why we need you. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lead us and guide us and direct us. Wake us up and shake us up. Let us hear from you, the almighty living God. Dispatch your heavenly hosts of angels all around your people. Be with us and guide us and lead us and protect us from seen and unseen danger. Open the floodgates of heaven and shower us with blessings. But most of all, people yield to you. Lives be changed and souls be saved. We're praying for Christina, Jonathan. We're praying for you. Victor, we're praying for you. Evangelist Janet, we're praying for you and the family. Yes, we are. God is able. Sister Bernadette of Washington and your entire family, yes, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ernest Harvin, the entire Harvin family, we are praying for you. Rosa Harvin. Carolyn, we're praying for you. Jackie, we're praying for you. God is able. He's a keeper. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is doing marvelous things in our lives. Trustee Carter and your wife, God is good, and God is still in the blessing business. Touch your lungs, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll breathe freely. Those that's on oxygen, Father God, touch their lungs and restore. Let them breathe freely. Hallelujah. We know you can do it. We know you can do it, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Apostle Zelda Robinson, we're praying for you. God is able. Your family and members in its entirety. Louis Richardson, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Desmond Stewart, we're praying for you. Harry P. Close Jr., we're praying for you. Dear God, bless our males, Father God. Touch them to be leadership. Touch them in a very special way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God for your healing mercy. Your grace and your mercy is what's bringing us through. Thank you for blessing us to see one more day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless your name. We lift up your name. Pastor Rosie Colby, we're praying for you and your entire church family. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, we're praying for you and your entire church family, New Metropolitan Church, Pastor Dinkins and your wife. We're praying for you. Bless your holy name. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. He has not failed you yet. Thank you, God, for hearing us early in the morning. Thank you for allowing us to keep our homes safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you for one more day, Apostle Margie Mercy. Yes, God is able. We're praying for you and your entire family. God is able. Thank you for the precious prayer warriors that are interceding for those that don't know how to pray. Intercessory prayer warriors, continue to intercede. continue to pray without ceasing. The word of God says, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, seek his face, seek God's face, then we got to turn from our wicked ways. Then he's going to hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. My people, if my people, Christians, born again, saved, turn from their wicked ways, we come against any spirit that's not of you. Jealousy, envy, hatred, covetousness, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, gossiping, lying, stealing, backbiting. We come against the spirit of destruction, taking other people's lives. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your home, in your life, in your mind, in your soul. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your city, in your neighborhood. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon this land. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen and amen. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, Tuesdays through Saturdays. Tune in again on Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We thank God for Archbishop Alamasi, a world traveler, woman of God. We thank God for King Alamasi and the vision that God has given her, that it will continue to be productive, that will continue to do what God has ordained for her and her husband to do. We thank you. Be blessed. Be encouraged. And I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We're praying 24 hours around the clock, and we're praising our prayer reports on our altar, and we are praying without ceasing all around the world. Thank God for you, you, and you. Trust God. Bless you real good.